Picture a vehicle that can carry around the kids and the groceries efficiently and does not burn any fossil fuel. You power it yourself. Cargo bicycles are designed to haul several hundred pounds. They've been popular in Europe for a while, and as Dina Pritchett reports, they're starting to make their way into the U.S.
Carrie Weisenbach-Foles is picking up her two kids, ages 5 and 2, from school. But instead of loading them into the usual minivan, she's using a cargo bicycle.
Okay, you need to put your helmet on.
Between the handlebars and front wheel, there's a stylized wheelbarrow-type box with a sturdy see-through cover. Bicycles like this can cost a lot, over $3,000.
Random people walk up to me at the grocery store. How much did you pay for that? Well, how much is the cost of gas? And how much is insurance? And how much do you pay for a parking spot?
Weisenbach-Foles bought her bike at Clever Cycles. They're a local bike shop specializing in utility bikes that carry a load. And what kind of cargo are people looking to haul? According to store owner Todd Farner,
children and groceries. Families are probably 70% of our customers.
Most of the cargo bikes are made overseas, in Europe or China. But in recent years, a few manufacturers have sprung up in the U.S., including one here in Northeast Portland. Philip Ross and Jamie Nichols started turning out bikes for their company, Metrofeets, about a year ago. They were inspired by European models, but adapted the design to make it easier to tackle the hills of Portland.
It has a slightly different geometry, and we were able to shave off about 30 pounds from the frame without affecting the amount of weight we could carry.
Their workshop is pretty small, with a wait list of nearly a year. And the bulk of Metrofeet's customers aren't families, they're businesses.
They can absolutely get rid of one of their fleet vehicles and use one of these bikes within a certain geographical area around their shop or business.
Metrofeets has built a custom cargo bicycle for a floor refinisher to carry his sander and for a brewery to transport their beer kegs. And they're not the only ones predicting a rise in business cargo biking. Andy Clark is president of the League of American Bicyclists.
The urban freight issue is one where I think cycling has a huge role to play and which at the moment is really relatively untapped.
Clark predicts that bicycle commuting will continue to rise as well. Today, over 750,000 Americans bike to work. That may seem like a small number, but it's a nearly 50% jump since the 2000 census. Clark credits several factors: rising gas prices, concerns about health and climate change, and bike-friendly initiatives included in recent transportation bills.
Sometimes we take the love affair with the car that we think we have to a bit of an extreme. We really have a love affair with the quickest, easiest, most convenient way of getting around.
But it's not always so simple, according to Cotton Seiler. He teaches American Studies at Dickinson College and authored a book about the relationship between driving and American society. He says that how Americans use cars is about more than just a rational weighing of the pros and cons.
It's highly emotional, it's psychologically charged, and it gives us a sense of identity. The utilitarian choice about how to get from point A to point B is often obscured by all these other emotional and psychological resonances that cars have for us.
Seiler sees Americans starting to let go of some of these attachments to their cars. He says it can be an uphill battle, especially in cities that don't have the density or infrastructure to support cycling. But in bike-friendly cities like Portland, bike builders and riders are hoping that the cargo bicycle can become the new minivan. For commuters like Carrie Weisenbach-Foles, it's already happened.
Scoot over so Ada Jean can have some room.
Bye, Ainsley! Bye, Cody!
See you tomorrow!
We'll see you tomorrow!
For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Portland, Oregon.